My name is James DiGiovanni. I'm walking from New York to California. Today's day 61. Yep, day 61. And kind of just doing it to see the country in a unique way, 25 miles at a time, meet people along the way, and see what the country's really like.
What prompted you to do this, James, and how old are you?
I'm 24 years old. I just turned 24 a week ago today. And I've driven around the country a lot. And to me, when you're driving around, you kind of get enclosed in your car, you usually stay on the interstates, you only stop at rest stops or gas stations, and that's no way to really see the country. So I think this will be my opportunity to take 6 months and really take my time while I don't have all the commitments like a wife and a mortgage and kids and car payments and that kind of stuff, and kind of take my time across the country and really see what people are like.
What did you do for a living?
I just finished a master's degree in moral and political philosophy. So I finished that up in early May and took off right away. Within a week of finishing the program, I was on the road walking.
What's the most unique experience you've had in the 61 days?
It's just been the people over and over. Just last night, I was invited into somebody's house, and instead of having to sleep outside of my tent, I got to sleep on a nice, comfortable couch, and I was given breakfast and a shower and that kind of stuff. And it's just, I continue to be amazed every day by the generosity of the people that I come across.
How long do you expect? You expect this to take 6 months, so you're 2 months into it now, and you're about a third of the way across.
Yeah, I left on May 12th, so I'm kind of shooting for November 12th as the 6 month point. And if all goes according to plan, I'll be swimming in the Pacific Ocean by November 12th at the latest.
Tell me about what you're wearing, your gear, and your cart.
I'm wearing what most people think is clothing that's far too warm, but it's actually long sleeves, gloves, a flap to cover my neck, that kind of stuff. This way, the only thing that's really exposed to the sun is my nose sticking out. This way, it's all a good kind of sweat-wicking, lightweight material, a light color, especially on a hot day like today and with how hot it's been over the last week. Really important to have the right clothing. And all of my gear, rather than have it on my back, you can imagine 100 degrees out, what it would be like to have 50 or 60 pounds on your back. Instead, I have what is really a modified jogging stroller with a couple of Rubbermaid bins on it, one bin that I keep filled with food, and the other bin I keep filled with your basic camping equipment, tent, sleeping bag, some clothes, that kind of stuff.
You have a website. How are you able to keep it up while you're walking along?
Yeah, I do have a website, jameswalking.com, and I have my iPhone with me so I can update the website and make sure my friends and family know I'm alive and that I'm doing well and that kind of stuff.
You spend the night in hotels or on the street?
I avoid hotels as much as I can. There's sitting in a hotel room by yourself is no way to meet people. So at the end of the night, whenever my feet get tired or hours after my feet get tired, I'll knock on somebody's door and ask if I can pitch my tent in their yard. And people have been amazingly receptive to it. I barely get anybody saying no. And very often I'm also offered dinner or breakfast or a shower or laundry or a place to sleep inside. I've been really impressed by how generous people have been.
James, good luck.
Thank you very much.